Welcome to the Lit Thule Podcast. We're here to entertain and inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Hewen, and Unchained did nothing wrong.
How's the week been for you, Dev?
Very chaotic. Yeah, they're doing rounds of inventory at work, so I have been counting things.
I'm happy I don't deal with inventory like that anymore.
And then I take a nap, and then I dream about counting things.
And I was dealing with my internet acting up for 2 or 3 days after last time. Although it worked and it was invisible to everyone watching, which is nice.
Your suffering went unwitnessed.
Yeah, I showed you the numbers and you're like, yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Like, I am not completely well-versed in this, but that looks a little off.
Yeah. And then, well, everything is working by the time Beat Break aired, at least.
Yay!
Yeah, so episode 15, which has different titles based on where you look. The subtitle used Little Courage, and Toei on social media was using A Bit of Courage. And the funny part is either title is actually, either one makes sense. Or as Chad is calling the baby episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So we start
baby violence.
We start off with them remembering the Kanoko gang exists. When was the last time we saw them? Like 10 episodes ago? Somewhere around there. Because Haimon was still around.
Six, maybe?
Because Haimon was still around at that point, wasn't he? That's when Chombomon got killed. So I think that was episode like four or so. Oh, in chat they're saying that.
Yeah, they're crying. They're like on the riverside and crying about their shrooms.
Yeah, and they're in the mountains and blaming Glowing Dawn for everything. Even though, as I recall, Glowing Dawn actually had like nothing to do with Chombomon getting beaten up.
Nothing whatsoever, and you can also tell, like, huh, this is a suspiciously long flashback. Are they...
Oh, no, the instant that flashback started, I'm like, okay, this will be a quick flashback. Then after, like, 30 seconds, I'm like,
it keeps going.
They're saving budget.
Yeah. It's like, it's not that long. We know who those guys are.
And then the others point out the leader's being a bit bitter, especially since he has a new Sapotama. They comment on the... Who knows if a Digimon will pop out. And then Yoshi's car accidentally hits a rock at him, which we get the fist shaking at Glowing Dawn and Sapotama, and it's Red Vegemon.
Yeah.
And then we quickly jump to Narinso, where Gekkomon is trading the babies. And man, there's a lot of animation oddities this time. I will say, I feel like it's slightly more endearing when we get this type of art, especially with like Gekkomon being goofy.
It was very adorable, and it was fun to watch.
And we find out the babies asked Gekkomon for training. And then Poyomon gets
it's
a
like
pacifier
we beat
spit at him.
People's kneecaps, just like you.
How do you feel about Poyomon getting hit with a pacifier?
Like, ha ha ha, that baby got hit in the face. Cry, baby, cry.
And then we get the weird flashback that feels like is going to be detailed in another episode or two with Rain and Pristimon. Like, does it not feel like we should have gotten this earlier for Reyna?
Yes, because, like, she's obviously been around since the beginning and has some sort of, like, deep-seated trust issues. Do you think they would have, gone over that a bit? But
it at least...
They're doing it for a perfect evolution.
And to inspire Poyomon. And also, can we appreciate that minus the end of the episode, Tomorrow is not in this episode, he's just sleeping?
Dude, sometimes after I have to deal with children for a long amount of time, I just want to go comatose, too.
Then the Kanoko gang finds Narinso. Red Vegemon is just a bit aggressive. Like,
Be aggressive.
I appreciate just, like, how angry he is, like, being birthed from the leader being angry and upset, and he's just, like, flipping out.
He's like, oh, okay, I think they've had enough now. It's like, no, we gotta get them more fucked up.
We must cold heart them. And then, like, Trotmon might be the shittiest person on patrol I've ever seen. He goes out on patrol. He's flying around. The instant he hears something in a bush, he goes down to the bush, not being able to see anything, and gets jumped.
I feel like all of their IQs...
Dropped
dramatically for this episode in particular.
And then, bless him, Geckomon sings to the babies. And oh look, Pristimon gets ambushed by a fire. And then they attack Geckomon.
That's pathetic. Yeah.
And then I will say, I do love the telegraphing how things will get fixed when the guy gets poisoned. And it's like, no, I need the antidote. Cough, cough, wink, wink.
And like, oh, that's a convenient thing to have around.
I don't know. I like that type of setup where, like, they're telling you how it's going to be solved. It's just a matter of figuring it. And Vegemon's so angry, his arm pops off.
Repeatedly, apparently.
And then, weirdly, the eye-catching Geckomon here does make sense. Does it feel like they've lost track of doing the eye-catches at this point?
A little. Like, I was expecting it more likely to be, like, Pristimon, because, you know, the most.
See, this one's hard because it's one of those episodes where I like it as, like, a little side excursion, but not a lot really happens. So, like, outside of, like, the humans basically have little to no role. Trotmon doesn't really do much in the episode. Geckomon kind of does make sense because he's training the baby. But also,
I guess.
Yeah, who knows. And then they have Tomro now. And Tomro, I like how it's not that Tomro's drugged or knocked out the poison. He's just sleeping through it all.
He's just fucking comatose. He's had, like, a long shift.
And then Red Vegemon attacks the babies. And then this is where, like, Red Vegemon's not a stupid Digimon in this episode, but then he starts, like, challenging Poyomon. And then rips off his arm and throws it at the leader, being like, beat this Digimon with it. Then he starts threatening the leader. Then
it's like, I'm going to kill your friends. It's like, take my arm.
Then he
that bastard.
Then he tries cold-hearting Tomro. And then Poyomon flashes back to the flashback earlier. And then Poyomon beats the Kinoko leader. And then Red Vegemon. And then Red Vegemon just gets up, and Poyomon just keeps, like, trying to bash him, and then he gets it. And then here come all the babies! Be honest, all the babies bouncing in were pretty cool.
Yeah, so I love the baby beatdown.
Yeah. And then,
it was like it was like watching Home Alone, kind of.
And then, Poyomon distracts them, and a poison mushroom gets to Red Vegemon, who needs the antidote. And then we get a callback to the pacifier move to hit away the antidote. And then, like, am I wrong, or did Geckomon only hit him once? I think it was just once. And then
he has really low defense stats.
And then I, like, Geckomon sits there hungry, but he gives the credit to Poyomon, as you'd expect. And then they're all eating when they get back. Tomro is confused about everything, and everyone points out that he slept through, like, them having to deal with it when they got home. And the Kinoko gang is disbanded. They will stay in Narinso to defend it. And Kyo agrees because they know where it is anyways.
You have to kill them otherwise.
Yeah. And he also makes very clear that if they fuck around, then he won't be. And to Kyo's credit,
they won't find their bodies.
He also points out that everyone deserves a second chance.
It's like, even your shitty ass Red Vegemon.
And the gang leader is happy that his partner is now a baby and no longer a sociopath. It's a little side story, comical fun. It feels inconsequential, but I feel like it isn't. Because you have the Kinoko gang on their side now. They're helping watch the babies. The babies understand stuff now. It feels like there's setup here that will matter later, at least to me. But we'll see. This is the type of thing that, like, by the end of Ghost Game, something would happen, and we just go, yeah, I'm sure they're going to ignore it. I would like to believe Beat Break won't.
Yeah. But also, additionally, it's like, if they don't show Narinso for a while, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, we have, like, other side characters in the background taking care of that. You don't have to flash back to, like, oh, Kyo has to go and feed them, like, every 5 minutes.
Well, that's the other interesting thing is I'm wondering if they will, going forward, that Kyo's been kind of ongoing drained because he's taking care of the babies. Now they can eat those guys.
Exactly.
So we'll see. Then Red Vegemon is Eiji Takamoto. He has a long history of being in Digimon. He was Bancho Leomon in Savers.
Hell yes.
Marsmon in Cross Wars. local Monin
who I
hunters,
forgot existed.
And he was the leader of the Fujitsu Monin Ghost Game. Lots of big roles. He's been Captain Harlock. He's Wars Monin Ultimate Muscle. He's also Miles Edgeworth in the Ace Attorney games.
That's
yeah, so,
great.
Yeah, so very long history, especially with Digimon. So nice little thing there. It feels like we'll hear, maybe not as Red Vegemon, but it feels like that Neokimon will matter later. It feels like, to me at least.
We hope so. At least get the full set of all the babies.
And the next time we return to having an ongoing story with Where I Belong, man, does it feel like this is going to be Ludomon evolving?
I hope so.
We'll see.
But also, I was joking to some of my friends, like, hey, it looks like Reyna and Granite go to Canada and get attacked by the local megafauna.
Moose. And then, so, here's what's weird. They're doing the versus visuals each week. Yeah. So the one we get this week was for, and this showed up like Friday-ish or early Saturday, Naito versus Kyo, neither of whom really have a big role in that episode. So this is kind of like putting them up week by week now.
If they just move things a little bit or added a little bit more to the top, it may actually make a really nice phone wallpaper.
We just need them clean and it would make a good phone wallpaper, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we also get Chief Animation Director's corrections for the member of Tactics from the last episode. I've liked getting all the preview stuff. It's been nice. We also get line animation of Gigasmon versus Marasimamon. And they also put up a short Q&A with Risame. Her favorite line is Gekkomon, along with some of her memories of Digimon. Very nice short clip that's worth a watch, I think.
Everything is adorable. Especially the violence.
Yeah, I wonder if they recorded a bunch of these early on with the plush there, or if there is now actually two of these plushes. Like, do you think they recorded a bunch of these when they recorded the episodes and then they'll just dole them out? Or do you think there's actually two plushies now?
Realistically, I think that they probably just did a whole bunch of them all at once.
Probably. I would like to believe there are more of the Gekkomon promotional plushies, though. And then, Digimon Liberator, episode 22, part 1, Digimon Liberator.
Title drop.
Well, we'll talk about the title drop in a bit, because that kind of happens really deep into the chapter.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we start off with the invasion and battle, I have a question, Dev.
I'll see if I can answer.
I don't remember how 21 ended. Did it end with this?
No, because as far as I know, it ended with, Joe trying to figure out how to get the fuck out of the void?
Yeah, I honestly don't remember. It feels like Liberator, it's been harder to keep track of, at least for me.
It jumps around a lot, and I feel like the way it's kind of like interwoven with the novel, it's not like you kind of need both at the same time and figure out, like, okay, from here to here, then there to there, and
which
then
is
jump
funny
back
because
over here.
I don't feel like we had trouble the first year jumping back and forth between stuff. It felt like it was slightly more coherent in how it was jumping around.
Yeah.
And then Shoto's back, and he rescues Arisa, and then we get the wave of people commenting on him being back. I will say, I like Unchained. She seems honestly surprised that he's back. And he doesn't
like,
really...
bitch, I put you in timeout.
And then Dalphamon and Cool Boy pop in from where they left off in the novel. Unchained is getting some great faces throughout this episode. Like, that one evil face early on. Where, like, they don't draw her eyes, I think.
Yeah, that one's just, like, screaming memes.
Then Dalphamon gets sucked up by Metatromon. And they make it very clear Dalphamon is not surprised at this, which makes sense because it was talked about in the novel. And then, this is where I need to stop. Ex Machinamon, is that name a bit on the nose, Dev?
Yes, but it's really funny.
It is, but it's a little bit too much for me, to be honest. Then we get the name drop halfway through. The only reason I don't like the name drop is they don't really format it as a, like, name drop. Because it's there three times. Because it's there being said. It's there as the logo. It's there as the chapter. What they need to do is they need to do, like, a big text bubble with the logo broken up in the slash in the middle of it. Like, do it
oh,
really...
Oh, that would have been so fucking cool.
Like, they need to do it, like, one big bubble... with the logo text broken up with a slash. That way it's not there three times.
Yep.
And then we get the worlds merging. And then Unchained, they pontificate about everything happening was part of their plan. They saw it all. And then Cool Boy points out that, yes, that all makes perfect sense. And he put a Trojan horse in Dolphemon. And Unchained is not happy because it's weird. Unchained is smart enough. This is where, like, Unchained is able to see everything everyone's going to do, but does not come to the conclusion that anyone will actively do anything to stop them.
All according to Keikaku.
Yes. And then Unchained is rewritten to be an NPC that has to follow the rules of Digimon Liberator. So if anyone can get to them, they can't decline a card match. So they have an unstoppable army, but if anyone can challenge them to a match, everything has to be stopped so they can play the card game and maybe get stopped permanently. And everyone goes,
oh, I guess I know what cards we're getting previewed next week.
Yep. And then, Shoto, you have to challenge Unchained. And then at the end, as they need help, all the novel characters pop in, oddly late considering they were with Cool Boy and Dolphemon. Like, I enjoy the end cliffhanger of them all jumping in, but theoretically, I thought they had popped in at the same time as Cool Boy and Dolphemon. I just hadn't noticed them in the art. But no, they're all at the end. Solid chapter.
They show up 15 minutes late with Starbucks.
Yeah, but yeah. Solid chapter setting up endgame stuff. I feel like the one flaw is that season 2 has just meandered so much. It feels like it's hard to keep track of what happens each chapter.
Yeah, and the transitions aren't great because obviously we're going like, okay, how did the last chapter end? I don't fucking know.
Which, like I was saying before, is weird because it felt like we tracked it all really well last year.
It's really jumping around a lot, yeah. But at least we get fun expressions.
And we will see. It doesn't feel like next week's going to be the end, though, does it?
No, they're going to milk like 2 or 3 more out of it, at least.
Well, it feels like there has to be a few because... because EX-11 is out in February. So, yeah, we have about a month left. So, we'll see. In chat, they're saying they're going to keep it going until right before Digimon Con.
Which that would make sense. The wind down.
Especially if they do an epilogue. That would definitely pull it to there. Then we get a few more Time Stranger previews. Bancho Golemon and Bancho Lilymon.
Really like the Bancho Lilymon one.
So they had said January. We have about 2 weeks left in January. It feels like it's probably like. Doesn't it feel like we're like right there? It's gonna be like the end of next week or something.
Yeah, it's like there's not much time left, and also where the hell did the month go? What the?
Yeah. See, I'm trying to think. Clip wise, the only one. I'm trying to think who we haven't seen yet. I think the only one they haven't revealed is the Digimon that they haven't revealed yet, who everyone knows who it is, but I won't say it this time just in case. I think we might have spoiled it in the past, but yeah, they've shown everyone who they can. So we will see. And then card preview. So first up, Arisa. I will say I've liked the kind of like different manga-style art of them. Does it feel like everyone's getting very prominent chins?
Yeah. But also, it feels like her chin's a little offset than it should be.
I think they're trying to angle her face, but it's not shaded as if it's angled. I don't know. I'm just looking at
where her mouth is, and it's just like...
I will say, the parallel art of her and Shumon looks great. Although, I do have one weird thing to say about this art. Okay, so... does it look like Shumon is just, like, from another
floating
image?
In the air?
No, it looks like Shumon's, like, colored and drawn differently.
Also, if you look, there isn't really a shadow where Shumon should be.
Maybe he's a magic shoe. And then we get Hanimon in a bamboo forest at night. So,
nice chill.
Kaguyamon's neat, but this is one where it feels like I want to see her beating up on someone. Like it's
Do we have any of her committing acts of violence against another character in a card yet?
I don't think so, because she hasn't actually had that many. But yeah, I like the art. I just wish it was pulled back a bit. Okay, so Mariah's an interesting one. It's anime style, but does it feel like they don't know what to do with her?
She's Kind of give the exceptional like, I'm an evil little shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it fits, though. And that the VIP card of the set, Turbomon, Racing, Pistimon, that's Digimon Racing for the game from the Game Boy Advance. That's one of the tracks, and that's the turn thing that appears on the screen.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice that up there. I was just, like, looking at, like, the bottom left, trying to identify,
Oh, no, the other Digimon, it's, Pistmon. Pistmon slash Pistimon, depending on how it's spelled. And then, what's funny is Maneuvermon gets a really nice bit of art, but it just isn't as cool as having the Digimon Racing one. Then, Dolphomon gets normal art and a parallel art. So the normal art is it charging up. Weirdly, it doesn't appear to be one of its actual attacks. It's kind of like a mix. But then the parallel art I really like because it kind of gives off like the weird, it's not an angel, but it has angel vibes that its description talks about.
It's like, ah, this is a biblically accurate angel.
Well, that's the funny
question
thing.
Mark?
Well, that's the funny thing. How many times has there been like a new Digimon or a Digimon that we haven't seen a lot of and to do the parallel art? And the pose is so close, and all we can say is, like, I really want to see the fucking Digimon. This is what we mean. Like, this is, like, cool.
Yeah, it's, like, it's zoomed out. You can see, like, the whole fucking body. I'm kind of annoyed that the text covers, like, the claws and everything, but...
Yeah, but that's how you get card art, though. Then we get Ex Machinamon. Yeah. We get... So this is where they pair the images up good. So we get a close-up of the form on the head doing its best Apocalypse impression.
Yeah.
You can even see the handles.
Wants pizza.
No, look at the handles. Hot and cold water. You can see it, or you can see it right there, red and blue.
Yep.
And in the second art, we get it pulled back a bit. I'm not really as enthralled by the design as some people are. I think because it kind of just reminds me of Ultimate Chaosmon, where it's just like there's a bunch going on. And it's neat.
There's like a big face, and then there's some wing things.
But it's just for the last minute reveal, it just kind of makes you go too much. It's too cluttery. There's nothing wrong with it inherently, but also like, damn,
it's an exceptionally busy design.
Yeah, it's a type of design that like if we saw it before the final stuff, it might grow on me. At the moment, we're just mixed in with the final stuff, so I just don't know. Invisimon getting, I believe this is based on a shot of Gal Geiger. I believe. It's hard to tell because...
Like, the pose looks familiar, but I do not watch enough...
Well, here's the thing.
Or remember enough mech anime to remember, like, which one is the archetype.
I believe it's specifically based on a shot of Gal Geiger, but also, like, the whole vibe is, like, Mazinger Z with its flight pack. So a few things it could be, but I think it is Gal Geiger. Then Altea is interesting because like it is like an anime style Altea, but like it's weird. Like it's a type of when you look at it, it feels like something you'd see in the background of a cartoon and you go, oh, that's interesting. They detailed that in a way that it feels important, but then they never mention it and you just go, huh? Like, I like the design, but it does feel like a weird side anime character.
That's because he is.
Then we get another Invisimon card as a box topper with him and Altea. This is another anime mech reference. I can't think of which one, though, because there's like 10 this could be. Also, that
is
rocket...
Is it Big O? No.
No. My brain wants me to say... It's Tetsujin 28, but that's just because he's not ever in a cockpit. So I don't know. And then we get a unique emblem, Invincibly Invisible, which has Altea, Espimon, and line art of Invisimon. Yeah, in chat, they're agreeing with the Tetsujin saying, oh, it's probably Gigantor, which is, yeah. And then I think one of the VIP cards of the set, Forge Beamon, where you get him looking at the honey glue, but he's pulled off the mask, which...
He's trying to inspect.
Well, no, it's that this is a newer character, and it never even, like, occurred to, I think, any of us that that is actually a mask that it can pull off. It's not like a robot.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
I completely forgot the design. It's like, oh, wait, that wasn't its face.
Yeah, that's one of those things where, like, I don't think it ever occurred to us that it's not that. And then Vespimon.
Like, oh, it's a welding mask.
Vespimon is like, I know this is some random, like, tokusatsu hero posing, like, there's gonna be,
oh, absolutely,
there's a shot of a Kamen Rider or a Sentai hero somewhere doing this exact thing.
Or half a dozen of them at this,
yeah, point. Yeah. I like the art for Vespamon, but my brain just keeps, like, trying to think of the pose, and, like, you're right, it's probably a few. And then Elizamon's just happy to be here.
I love her. I want to give her a hug.
That's such good cartoony artwork.
He's having such a good time.
Then who, not having a good time, Owen looking as dramatic and manga-ish as he can. Also, am I wrong? Or was that outfit significantly more saturated with color?
It was.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there was, like, more reds in it. It just looks really...
Well, I think on this one, it's... He had the thing tied around his waist, which he does here. It's just hard to tell. But even, like, looking at that, wasn't that a brighter red? Normally, I mean.
Yeah.
It's an interesting artist take on
stuff. I think they desaturate it just because the background color has so much red in it. It would just kind of turn into a blob.
That would make sense. And then for his parallel art, we get him with Elizamon. Was Elizamon this small? I don't know.
Not the right size.
Okay. Then we get Medusamon, who's using the Eye of Gorgon to petrify her foes. So, this one's interesting, because if you look at it, does it feel like they've shifted the chroma hair so it looks kind of, like, surreal and odd to, like, focus on?
Like, I actually just got distracted looking at the different expressions and faces on all the little snakes.
Yeah. But yeah, when you look at this one, the colors are offset just a hair. So it kind of, like, throws off your vision a bit. It's a neat little trick, I think. And then the parallel art is her and Owen Dreadnought. And the Eye of Gorgon has been used to stop a bunch of Benmon. I count at least five of them. If there's more, I can't tell. But yeah, that's a neat one. This one's really good for the framing of Medusamon size-wise.
Like, aw, she's itty-bitty.
And then we get Gaelmon and Grand Gaelmon. So what's interesting here is both of these are cool dynamic poses. Both take inspiration from the profile art, just putting them at different camera angles, I think.
Ooh, yes.
I think the cooler one here, though, is Grand Gaelmon, honestly.
No, I'm kind of leaning towards Gaelmon, but also Dinosaur.
They're both neat, though. But yeah, okay, so you prefer Gaelmon, I prefer Grand Gaelmon. God, can you tell we're being set up for some sort of special Terramon evolution card?
There fucking better be.
Then we get a few previews from Card Battle. The box toppers are the emblems for the web novel characters, plus the parallel cards, and the first one of those we saw was the Invisimon with Altea. And also, at the end of next week, we will get a video going over from the upcoming Beat Break and Saver starter decks, the new dual card that was announced at Digimon Con.
Oh, neat.
I will say, it's funny. I would not have... Chiba and Meguro being the ones who, like, becoming, like, the brand ambassadors, it felt like they were going with Yuki Iwai for a while there. Like, he was showing up at all the streams and everything. I think it's just his schedule.
I was going to say, it probably just, like, scheduling and, you know, time with other projects just kind of got, like, out of hand. Because
also, he's often hosting stuff. Yeah, and the new card battle had them do a match of boosts at 24. And then that is it for cards, so perfect time for it to sip water. And then, Dev, do you remember a few months ago when they announced the O2 fluffy swaddled plushies, and those came out, like... I think they're actually coming out, like, now. They announced Adventure Ones. So first up, these are all cute and all amazing.
But also very expensive.
Not really, because it's 8,800 yen. I believe it's for the set.
I thought it was for each of them.
I thought that last time, but looking at the page, I think I made a mistake last time. So if I go to the page now, I think it's a set of 8. Because as far as I can tell, there's no reference of them being blind packed or to choose one. I think it's actually for a set.
In that case, that's a lot more reasonable.
It would also make sense because I believe the O2 ones was 6,600. And there were 6 of them. So I think...
Okay, yeah, then that probably is like for a full set of them.
Yeah, I think that was just a mistake last time. So last time, they all had similar faces at Iori, who looked upset. This time, they all have similar faces at Mimi, who is winking.
Joe looks so happy.
Yeah, it feels like he should be the one looking upset, huh?
He has become an orb.
Now, I will say the funny part is, if you look at these, I think Gomamon looks the happiest.
I would really love that art on stickers.
So that's the weird thing. Does it remind you a lot of graph art?
Slightly. It actually reminds me more of, I know Pokemon does this, like, at their Pokemon centers, in Japan. I think the line is called, like, B-side, so it's kind of like simplified clip art for stickers specifically. So it kind of reminds me of that.
It does feel like we should get these somewhere. Yeah, so these are out in June. And then we found out about this, I want to say, was it in like October they showed us the art and said it was coming, and they said announcements would be later? The pop-up shop in Marue, January 30th through February 8th, Butler and Maid Art.
And there will be... Gabumon with that pocket watch is just so fucking weird.
Well, this is what I feel like has been the issue with the Beatbreak art is too often the partners aren't doing anything that's relevant to the theme. Here, everyone is like, we get Agumon with the top hat, we get Gabumon with the watch, as weird as Piyomon's in the maid outfit doing like kind of like the O pose. Tentomon rarely has anything to do but be dressed up. He's doing his best.
He looks very dapper.
Palmon has cake. My brain, like, was mixing Palmon and Gomon. Gomon is doing his best to serve tea. Patamon is posing. And Tailmon is helping. So, January 30th favorite products this time is can badges, bromide prints, illustration cards, clear cards, the fancy die-cut stickers, big can badges. Okay, are you ready for the two best ones, Dev, just because the ludicrousness of selling them at the same time right next to each other? Big acrylic stands, yeah. And extra large acrylic stands. Now, here's the funny part. I saved the images and then I have to order them. Do you know how I told them apart?
Prices?
No, look at the bottom of the stands. One's round, one's square.
Ah, okay.
Then we got posters, acrylic panel, and canvas artboard. Bonus postcards for if you spend a bit, and then if you buy full boxes of can badges, you get special can badges. Nothing super wild this time. Is there anything actually interesting?
Not to me personally. It's like, it's neat art, it's a fun little set, but...
I would say there's only 4.5 things that are interesting at all. And that is the stands, which I count as 1.5, because if you actually have like a display with stuff. And then we have 3 things that are actually like art displays. We get the posters, the acrylic panel, and the canvas artboard. And those are more interesting because we don't always get like art display stuff. So I think that's actually neat that we have some options this time. Although I will say, not the most interesting art we've seen, although I do like it, to be honest.
If I were to get one, it would be the one of Gomamon and Joe, just because it's just very funny and delightful.
Okay, which do I think is the best? Okay, so you're saying Joe and Gomamon. I feel like I'd probably say Joe and Gomamon, too, because some of the other ones, the characters look weird. Like, if you look at Hikari, doesn't her face look a little dead?
I mean, to be fair, it's Hikari.
That's true, but still. And they will be doing online sales for these.
Neat.
And then this popped up today, and people got very excited. The Hype Land doing new Digimon Adventure apparel and teasing it with a Greymon jacket. A lot of people are very interested in this, mostly just waiting to find out the price.
Yeah, I'm guessing...
The estimates I've seen, and some of these appear to be from Hypeland's social media manager, who appears to not know the price but is guesstimating, is $150 to $180.
Okay, less than I thought.
I'm curious to see what else, because last time they did shirts, and
the shirts kind of sucked.
So the main issue with the shirts is the first one was very generic. It was the Agumon and Taichi. The second one,
yeah,
as I recall, It was that white shirt that had the neat old key art, but it was on the back, and the front had, like, a small generic image.
Yeah, just like a little itty-bitty.
It was where everyone wanted the stuff to be flipped around. But yeah, the jacket looks neat, and the fun part is it isn't just a print thrown on a generic shirt. It is actually, like, design
embroidered on, yeah.
Yeah. So this looks neat. If the price is decent, I could see a lot of people deciding to get it, like, if it's a good quality coat, if it's not too expensive, if people can find clothes that match orange and blue in a jacket.
It's just called not having any shame whatsoever.
No,
although personally, I would have preferred if they had a Garurumon one, but
well,
you know,
see, that's the thing is, this could be a teaser for one, they could be doing more. So we'll see. A new poll, which is your favorite Digimon add to the reference book in 2025, part one. We start. So we're not going to go around. Dev, who do you think is the most likely to win? And who do you think is most likely to drop to the bottom?
I guess there's a really, really good like spread for this.
I think for the top one, it feels like the one to lose is Gekkomon. Like, Gekkomon, Nibutmon feel like they're both highly ranked ones. As for the...
Yeah, also Medusamon.
Yeah, Medusamon.
Because, you know.
As for bottom, I feel like it'll be Hanimon. There's someone around there. It's not that it's an uninteresting design. It's just when you think about the ones people will vote for, does it feel like Hanimon's gonna be that high?
I don't know. There's enough. It's kind of like a nostalgic sort of shape to it. So I feel like that's definitely gonna be some people's favorite. But
that's true.
Maybe one. I feel like one of Mach Weenamon's evolutions is gonna be.
What about
at the bottom?
What about Koshimon or Korakuramon?
Yeah, they're not getting very high. Like Hanimon will definitely be higher than them. I feel.
Yeah, there's some interesting choice in this one. I'm very curious to see where stuff ranks. And then from the weekend. Potpourri type stuff. First up, we get reference book updates with Dolphamon and Ex Machinamon. I think the profile art for Ex Machinamon is the one that made me feel negative. I was like, oh, it's another one of these.
It's just so... It's a face,
and
there's a bunch of limbs, and then there's a little tiny body on top.
Oh, Dev, you know what it is? It's, oh, the JRPG is definitely done. There's not going to be another form of the boss. And then the boss rises up, and it always looks like this. Yes, yes, Sephiroth. We all know how this works. I like how chat literally said Sephiroth 5 seconds after I did. Dev. I said it, I turned my head, and then I saw the text appear. Yes, we all know how this works.
Yeah.
Then Chiba TV announced they'll be showing Digimon Adventure... Every Tuesday at 5:15 p.m. they'll be showing an episode. I believe their next episode's 2 or 3. Ayumi Miyazaki posted photos. He was from I don't know if this was a translation glitch or not, but a party event called the New Year's Party, and he was happy to see people right after the year began.
Neat.
Let's see. Next up is.
He's been busy lately.
Okay. Yes, he has. Really busy. The Toei Museum showed off. They have Beat Break products in, various of like clear files, Otodama plushies, the script notebooks. They also showed off they had winter stuff like plushies, scarves, pouches, and more. Then they showed they got in the...
I really want those scarves.
Yeah. Then it came out a few months ago. They got in the Toei 2026 calendars, the TV animation calendar, was announced and came out like right before Beat Break started. So it includes Digimon, but it includes the incumbent TV stars. So it has Hero, and New Art of Hero, and Gabumon. And April gets like a nice ghost game art spread with New Art.
Oh, neat.
The funny part is World Trigger being on that like right before they announced they're rebooting the whole thing. then the... joint exhibition for the 25th anniversary of Digimon Adventure 02 and Ojimajo Doremi. They mentioned there's only about a month left. They shut off some of it. And there would also be 3 events on January 24th that has to do with coloring in and drawing on your own clear file for art. And they would be doing that.
Well, fun little activity.
Then the that mo the Digimon New Year Tour 2026 at different worlds in Japan started. They showed off photos, beat break videos playing, the little sticker rallies, the pro. The funny part is how many of these products look so much nicer than they do in the promo in these than in the promo photos
Yeah, the promo photos
are a
are
bit
just like
flat.
really flat looking.
Yeah. So we get a bunch. I don't know. I like the little photo spots with the cardboard standees.
I went to steal them. Unfortunately, I
You're not
am
close
not in
enough, Dev.
Japan.
Yeah, I could just see you,
No.
Dev, visiting Japan, walking by the Impmon 1, and just picking it up and running.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then, fun little surprise, Volume 3 of V Tamer came out in Spain, so Tenya Yabuno posted the cover page to Chapter 22, which is Butterfly, which is the chapter in Volume 3 where Zero Mara evolves to perfect, but it's the clean version without the chapter info.
Ooh.
It's not super high resolution, but it's very nice. It's really neat. What's funny is the coloring quality is so good, you could think this is new art.
It's so fucking good.
It is. Then we get card game art featuring Winner and Ryotaro playing V Tamers. Not V Tamers, V Pets.
Yeah, V pets.
My brain was still looking at that art. And it's just, it basically says Winner stays winning. This is what Ryotaro can look forward to the next time he visits Japan to play games with Winner. And then, okay, so Boosters at 24 just came out this weekend. Kariki Hajime posted a little SD sketch that celebrated coming out of the card art he did for the set, which I think we were both agreed that was, if not the best, one of the best cards from that set. I love the little SD art. Look at that little Ryudamon.
Yeah.
That's so
Looks
good.
like he's kind of chewing on the
It
bubble.
does. It's good. Then we get Liberator art from Usagi Bochi, who drew Ex Machinamon looking menacing.
Absolutely
And
badass
he
looking.
also mentions to please enjoy the intense title reveal. And Tomo01 also drew Ex Machinamon. He mentions Shoto and Cool Boy both returning in the chapter and everything happening. Do you like how they both drew the head almost the same style?
Yeah, just slightly angled differently. Like they know where their focal point was.
Then for Beat Break art for the new episode, Takeru Kojima, who's the character designer for Beat Break, did art of Hodoruko and Shakumon. He thanked people watching. He put it up before it aired. I've really liked his.
Rakuman looks so fucking cute and happy.
The funny part is, does it feel like every close-up art of Shakumon does a cute image like this, and it always works?
It's like, oh, it's precious and adorable. It's like, oh, never mind. It's an asshole.
And then Akimini Aki did motion capture for the episode, and they drew a few Poyomon, and they noted that Poyomon is tough. The best one is the top left one with the eyes.
Gonna fucking cry.
And then chat, you guys can ask questions while we look at the ones we're sent ahead of time. Someone said, I don't recall who said it. It might have been Mark in the show or Discord, but I'm not sure. Someone mentioned Time Stranger. If it got a Switch 2 port, it could possibly improve the other versions. They were wondering how. I did mention it. I don't remember if it was with the podcast or in the Discord either. It was if they had to add better quality upscaling to run well on the Switch 2, they might port that to other versions of the game because that can improve stuff heavily, especially for games that kind of have ratty performance, which is kind of an issue with Time Stranger.
Yeah.
Then Digander said, do you have something that you love or like, but you know that in the general public it's hated or disliked? Anything like food, video games, movies, shows, etc.? I don't. I'm trying to think if there's anything we like that we don't talk about, because it feels like even on the podcast, like, we'll bring up stuff regardless of anything.
Yeah, like it does not take much for us to go on a tangent of like, oh, and then there's this thing.
I mean, I remember multiple tangents, like tangents about VTubers when we're talking about the Dead or Alive volleyball games.
Yes, and also my cosplay and various other
Yeah,
fun things.
I don't think there's. I'm trying to think. I guess we're just more like, is there stuff we like, but we know that people generically don't like it, rather than like, do we not talk about it?
I like wandering off into the woods and just being a fucking cryptid. You think I'm exaggerating, but no. I'm literally just.
No, I don't think you're exaggerating. You've told me this before, Div. I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know. Like, I kind of fit into the vein of if your hobbies are stuff that doesn't hurt anyone, who gives a shit? Just enjoy yourself. Don't be creepy to other people. Are there any upcoming games you're looking forward to?
I really want to play Pocopia, but
Is that the
I'm
did is
not
that
getting
the
a Switch 2.
is that the Ditto one?
Yes, that's the Pokemon Animal Crossing game.
I don't know if that looks interesting to me or not, just because I just don't have time for games that like are never ending like that. It does look neat, though, I will admit.
Yeah, my two speeds are fun, cozy, performing tasks constantly, like Animal Crossing, or.
Screaming at Silk Song.
Yes. Yes, it goes from one to the other. There is no happy medium.
Let's see. Okay, there is a game I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the next Resident Evil. And here's why. I generically like the Resident Evil games, but there's only been two times in the history where, like, the more I see, I start to, like, chomp at the bit for it and go, like, oh, this is gonna be really good. And those were 2 and 4, and I'm getting close to that for this new one.
What is the new one? Is it another remake, or is it like
No.
a new
It
one?
is a new one, and it goes back to the more third-person action horror style of games like 4.
Oh, okay.
But there's different characters and they're gonna have different gameplay. Yeah,
Neat.
the most recent trailer and previews looked really good to me. I'll show them to you later, Dev. I actually think it looks really good.
I'll be sure to take a look at them.
And then, okay, here's a good one. Do we think Poyomon might be important? I feel like that's a coin flip, to be honest.
Poyomon is important in my heart.
That's a good fake answer, Dev. Poyomon is important in all our hearts. Do you think Poyomon will be important? Let's go with what they mean. Do you think Poyomon will be important in the show? I feel like that's a coin flip. It could matter, or we might never hear of it again, minus it standing in the background in a shot later. What do you think,
I
Dev?
want to give Poyomon to Hitomi.
Well, wouldn't it have to be born from her Sapotama?
Think so. I mean, Pandamon wasn't born from old man Sapotami. He just kind of like lives there.
Yeah, but it's
It's
not
like, this
really
is my
his.
son now.
But it's not really his partner, is it?
It's his son. It counts.
That's not a bad answer, though. Then someone said, "Have you guys considered doing a live stream reaction for Digimon Con?" I think we're both too tired for that in general. Plus,
Yeah, we're
it's not just
that'll
even
be fucking
it's not
forever.
just even tired. I just don't it's not that it wouldn't be fun. I don't think me and Dev are because anytime you do see a live stream reaction of that, people have to kind of pump up how they're acting. Like Dev, could you imagine either of us going, oh shit, oh they're gonna announce this, and then us jumping up and be like, oh,
No, we just sound like,
we
oh
just be like,
hey, it's neat. That's neat.
yeah. It's like when you see like the videos from when they were revealing characters from Smash Brothers, people would jump up and be flipping over their chairs and stuff, and that's just not me or Dev at our most excited.
It'd be like a raised eyebrow, like, huh, wasn't expecting that one, or like, oh, neat.
Yeah, it would not be very exciting to do it because we would not perform for the camera. And if you're going to do those reactions, you have to perform a little bit. Even the people who you're 100% sure are honest on camera, they're performing a bit like, I like seeing, for fighting games, Maximilian's reactions. Because he means every reaction he gives, but even he's performing a little bit just to make it more energetic. He'll have 4 or 5 people there. Or I remember a clip because he was going to be in a commercial for Capcom games. He walked out of the room when they were showing ads to go get a drink because he knew the commercial was going to air. Stuff like that. Then someone said, okay, Dev, this one's for you. How has the popcorn worked out for you? They were thinking of buying some type of popcorn stuff for it, so they were wondering how it's been for you.
It is very excellent. It makes good popcorn and it cleans up really fucking quickly and easily, which is very important to me.
Yeah, that's the part that like I feel like it's hard to explain is it's basically just wipe it down. Yeah,
Yeah, because like when I want a snack and I'm going to make that snack, my motivation to make that snack also includes, okay, do I have the energy to clean up after
yeah.
this?
That's the one reason why I like that type of poppers. It's pretty easy to deal with. Especially if you use like just basic oil, which is what I sent you with the poppers. It does not need to be washed thoroughly. It's kind of just clean.
Yeah, it cleans up really easily.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes and everything's like done and back in the cabinet.
Yeah, that's why I like it too. Last chance in chat for questions. Someone said, what Digimon products are out in Japan do you wish they just sell in the US?
All of them. Fucking all of them. Also the life-size plushies. And give me the goddamn Otodamas just yeah, the all
funny,
the time.
Here's the funny part. I was trying to think of like the real answer for this earlier, and I was like, a lot of the more we wanted stuff we do get in some way or another. I feel like the thing that universally would be the easiest sell are the Otodama, and we do not have any of those as far as I know. Also, am I wrong?
Just like a little case and just throw them at like a fucking dollar store or a Target or a Barnes & Noble or something.
That feels like the type of thing where I haven't been in one, but I've seen the ads for them. I feel like that's something I would see in an ad for Five Below.
Absolutely, yes. Because they have a whole bunch of those
cheap crap?
They have like the Disney versions of them. Like the rolls.
I forget the name of those.
Tsum Tsum or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, Tsum Tsum. That's what everyone calls them when they see the Digimon ones.
Yeah, they it'd be so easy.
The Otodama does feel like it'd be the easiest ones. The other thing is, do you remember when we got like a big wave of stuff in their equivalent of a dollar store a year or two ago?
Yeah.
It feels like that kind of stuff could show up in like a Dollar Tree or somewhere.
Yeah, like Five Below or a Miniso or a Daiso. Sadly, there's no Daisos near me, but.
See, the chain that I think of, because it was always around when I was a kid and they're gone now, is the 99 cent store. But yeah, let's see. No more questions in chat. That was the last one that was sent in. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Ex-Tyrannomon.
That's a good one. And then I need to check to see if my current favorite one has been named yet. Nope. Still says Five Planets. They're hanging on to that
one. Yeah, there's not even a... They're desperate.
What's funny is that is the one time that, like, there is no, like... They've been using multiple names for it in places.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's...
It's five stars.
Japan
everywhere.
Used five stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The logo is a star. Okay. I can be found at Withdo as always. Thank you for showing up a slightly different day than normal. I believe next time we'll be back to our normal Monday. Me and Dev will figure that out in the next few days. We will catch you guys all then with... I guess we're going back to tactics next time. It looks like we are anyways. Do you think we are? Or do you think it's a trick, Dev?
There's at least one of them. Fighting a moose.
One of them and a shield.
Yeah.
So we will catch you guys all next time. Thank you everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye.